This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 17, Number 4, June 2016. The title of this article is Perceived Service Quality and Student Loyalty in an Online University. The authors of this article are Maria Jesús Martínez Argüelles and Josep Maria Badala Busquets of Universitat Oberta de Catalunya. Abstract. This paper examines the influence that student perceived quality of service has on continuance intention and willingness to recommend a course in a fully online university. A holistic view of the service provided by the university is taken. It is not only the effect of the teaching which is examined, but also that of the administrative services, the additional services, and the virtual learning environment. Through a survey completed by 1,870 students and the subsequent analysis using structural equations, we found that each of these services has a significant impact on the student's PSQ, their level of satisfaction, and, as a result, their loyalty and willingness to recommend the university. The study found that the perceived quality of the administrative services can have a comparatively higher impact on student satisfaction than the other services. PSQ is shown to have also a direct impact on student loyalty and recommendations. Moreover, as a whole, non-teaching services have a greater impact on loyalty and willingness to recommend than teaching service. The peculiarities of the process of providing educational services in a virtual environment are well known. The relationship established in the literature between the constructs of service quality, satisfaction, loyalty, and willingness to recommend the service in an offline environment can also be seen in this context. The interconnection of factors proves to be more complex and interrelated than has been accounted for as yet in the scholarly literature. The findings of the survey are relevant to system concerns related to quality management and sustainability, both of which are increasingly important in today's competitive educational post-secondary environment. Keywords: loyalty, service quality, satisfaction, e-learning, introduction. The quality of service provided in higher education received increasing attention over the first decades of the 21st century. Nevertheless, there are few studies which analyze the correlation between students' perceived quality of service and their willingness to continue studying, and their recommendation of the university to others. These kinds of studies are even scarcer when the education services are provided online, while the presence of e-learning is increasing significantly in all countries. However, it is important to study this correlation in a university context which is increasingly competitive. For educational institutions to be profitable and thrive, student loyalty is essential. There is strong theoretical and empirical evidence which shows that loyal users not only make more frequent and higher value per cases, but are also more resistant to offers from competitors and more active in promoting a positive image of the institution. This last point is of particular importance in a virtual learning environment due to the speed with which information travels in this context. In fact, regarding online services, user loyalty is a key aspect. Attracting new learners via the internet is an expensive business. Furthermore, competitors are only a click away, which makes it hard to gain student loyalty. In addition, the fact that these service exchanges happen online and do not involve direct physical interaction makes student retention more complicated, as the personal contact involved in offline transactions offers greater potential in terms of loyalty. The majority of the studies completed on student continuance intention focus on issues related, stricto sensu, to academic performance as a predictor of dropout rates. Nevertheless, these same studies show that academic performance only accounts for, approximately, half of the variance of dropout rates. As a result, there are a growing number of studies which show that there are other factors which affect student commitment to a particular academic institution, such as social integration, prematriculation attitudes, the existence of goal and institutional commitment, or satisfaction with the teaching, among others. On the whole, the most recent studies show that the perceived quality of teaching is the most decisive factor with regards to students' intention to enroll. Due to the influence this has on student satisfaction levels, and as a result, their willingness to continue their academic relationship with a specific university. However, Instructional quality does not account for the majority of the influence. Other service factors do. Nevertheless, insofar as the learning process in a virtual environment constitutes a complex activity made up of different complementary processes, tutoring, administrative procedures, support services, available technology, which, additionally, is extended over a relatively long period of time, the perceived quality of service construct must be analyzed in connection to all of these. In fact, it is said, particularly in online environments, that consumers tend to assess their experience holistically rather than looking at each the sub-processes associated with providing the service in question. To further the studies done in recent years by various authors in the area of offline higher education, this paper will consider the impact of university students' overall experience with regard to the instructional and non-instructional services offered in a virtual training environment. These services are specified below. Table 1. Dimensions of service. In particular, this study aims to analyze the existing relationship between the multiple dimensions of the service in an e-learning context, the perceived quality of these service, student satisfaction, willingness to continue studying, and to recommend learning at university in an e-learning environment, research purpose, methodology, and results. Research purpose. The objective of this article is to analyze to what extent do the various dimensions of the service, the level of perceived quality of service and/or, where appropriate, the level of satisfaction, create a noticeable and significant impact on loyalty and/or willingness to recommend the service? How do these constructs interact in the virtual learning environment? Establishing the properties and strength of these conceptual relationships in the context of online higher education is essential in order to evaluate the strategic and operational implications of the perceived quality of service construct. In Martinez Argules, Blanco, and Kasten, four dimensions were identified as relevant to the student's perceived quality of service: the core service teaching, the administrative services, the additional services, and the user interface. This paper aims primarily to test the hypothesis of the positive and significant influence of each and every one of these dimensions both on the perceived quality of service and on the student's level of satisfaction. Therefore, the four dimensions are included in the model as the basis for both quality and satisfaction. The underlying assumption is that while both constructs quality and satisfaction are considered simultaneously, all factors continue to exert significant influence on each other. This situation is reflected by the sub-hypotheses, first H1A, H1B, H1C, and H1D and then, H2A, H2B, H2C, and H2D. Hypothesis H1, the dimensions of the service have a positive and significant impact on the perceived quality of service. The core service, the administrative services, the additional services and the user interface have a positive and significant effect on the perceived quality of service. Hypothesis H2, the dimensions of the service have a positive and significant impact on student satisfaction. The core service, the administrative services, the additional services and the user interface have a positive and significant effect on student satisfaction. Several studies have found that there is an indirect causal relationship between the perceived quality of service and purchase intention, as this appears to be mediated by other variables such as satisfaction. With regards to satisfaction in particular, it should be noted that while there is relative consensus that it is a conceptually different construct to perceived quality of service, as defined in academic literature in this field, the relationship between the two constructs has been the subject of much debate seeking to establish whether the perceived quality of service is an antecedent of consumer satisfaction or vice versa. The typical response is based on the idea that the level of consumer satisfaction from each individual experience of the service generates, over time, an attitude or overall evaluation of the perceived quality of service. From this point of view, in the student's mind, satisfaction is a precursor to perceived quality of service. Understanding this as students' relatively enduring effective orientation for a service, that is to say, a general evaluation of the quality of the product or service, while satisfaction would be similar to this attitude, but in the short term as it would be the result of the assessment of a particular consumer experience. In recent years, however, the opposite point of view has taken hold. Oliver was first to suggest that quality of service could be antecedent to consumer satisfaction, regardless of whether this construct was evaluated with reference to a particular experience or over a period of time. Several empirical studies have since confirmed this argument. consolidating the idea that perceived quality of service precedes consumer satisfaction. In line with these recent studies, this paper considers quality as an antecedent to satisfaction as established in model. Hypothesis H3, the perceived quality of service has a positive and significant influence on students' level of satisfaction. As stated before, the final objective of this paper is to analyze how students' perceived quality of service impacts on their willingness to continue studying and to recommend their course. To this end, the hypothesis that there is a direct relationship between satisfaction and intention to continue studying is established, which, at the same time, implies an indirect or mediated relationship between quality and loyalty. Finally, this paper aims to verify that the willingness to recommend the service is influenced in particular by consumer loyalty, but also by the student's own level of satisfaction. Hypothesis H4, students' level of satisfaction has a positive impact on their loyalty. Hypothesis H5, students' level of satisfaction has a positive influence on their willingness to recommend their course. Hypothesis H6, student loyalty has a positive and significant impact on their willingness to recommend their course. A model showing the relationships between the variables in all of the aforementioned hypotheses can be seen in Figure 1. Figure 1, structural model showing the relationships between the key variables. Methodology. This section aims to empirically elucidate the properties and strength of the links between the variables in Figure 1. To test these hypotheses, students from the Universitat Oberta de Catalunya were surveyed. This university runs all its undergraduate and postgraduate courses completely online. An online survey was sent by email to the personal account of students enrolled in undergraduate degree courses at the UOC. Of these, 1,870 valid responses were received, with a sample error of 2.18%. Furthermore, the students whose opinions were finally considered in the study were found to be representative of the student population, and no significant bias occurred from only including those students who had voluntarily completed the questionnaire, contrasting the absence of any significant differences between the first and last responses. The design process of the questionnaire used the critical incident technique to perform a preliminary qualitative analysis, in order to identify relevant and significant aspects of the service for online students. Examining the attributes generated in this qualitative analysis approach and using the eServQual structure as a scale, a questionnaire consisting of 33 items was designed. A pretest was carried out, and after the corresponding refinement process, this was reduced to 30 items, which made up the main part of the questionnaire. Through a factorial analysis, 24 of these items were summarized in 4 relevant dimensions: the core service teaching, the administrative services, the additional or complementary services, and the user interface. Furthermore, in the survey, questions were added regarding the global perception of quality of service, satisfaction with the same, willingness to continue studying, and to recommend to third parties. Finally, a group of questions were included in order to classify the respondents' results. With the resulting data from these students, the hypothesis in the initial structural model was tested. After analyzing the variables for normality, 2 variables are observed to display substantial non-normality, and, in addition, the assumption of multivariate normality is not met. As a result, an estimation is applied using the asymptotically distribution-free function, as this does not require the variables to follow a multivariate normal distribution and yields efficient and consistent estimates. ADF application requires large sample sizes. The more complex the model, the larger the sample. Considering the number of observed variables in the model we are estimating, the sample size is appropriate. Then, using the procedure established by Byrne, the causal validity established in the initial model is tested. First, the key results relating to the different adjustment measures of the global model are analyzed. With regard to the absolute fit measures, the model is seen to be, in general, a good fit. Does not perform well, but the GFI takes on a value above 0.9 and the RMSEA is within the acceptable margins. With a value below 0.08, the incremental adjustment measures show a remarkable AGFI performance, reaching a value of 0.92, although the other measures do not show such a good fit, as they do not reach the minimum of 0.9 usually recommended. The parsimony adjusted measures perform better than the reference model. With regard to the measurement model fit, the established causal relationships are found to be statistically significant. Accordingly, all established hypotheses related to the initial model have been verified. Thus, each and every one of the dimensions has a significant effect on the perceived quality of service construct and on that of satisfaction. The perceived quality has a significant effect on student satisfaction, and this, in turn, has a considerable effect on the willingness to continue studying and to recommend the course to third parties. Next, given the objectives of the analysis, the modification indices are studied, focusing exclusively on the causal relationships of the model. Examination of the modification indices highlights five relationships, and their addition to the model leads to a lower chi-square value. The modifications should be added one by one, thus the focus is on the highest index. This refers to the addition of a relationship or the direct influence of perceived quality of service on student loyalty. This link not only has statistical significance, but may also have theoretical significance, with the result that this causal relationship is also added to the initial model, creating what is referred to as Model 2. Table 2. Comparative structural models. The values in this second model produce a statistically significant reduction in chi-square equals 68.51. Furthermore, it shows an improvement in practically all the index adjustments. For instance, GFI increases from 0.964 to 0.983, RMSEA is reduced to 0.045, and the ECVI to 0.070. On the other hand, all causal relationships in Model 1 are still significant, as is the causal relationship included in Model 2. Thus, the perceived quality of service not only has a positive impact on student satisfaction mediated by a willingness to continue studying, but also a direct impact. The modification indices will now be examined, noting that the highest one concerns the causal relationship between quality and willingness to recommend. As before, the decision was taken to include this causal relationship and re-estimate the model, now referred to as M3. This third model produces a statistically significant chi-square value of 21.139, with a GFI of 0.994, an RMSEA of 0.016, and an ECVI of 0.044. Therefore, a significant reduction in chi-square is produced equals 38.98, and an improvement of all absolute and incremental fit measures. The parsimony indices show varied behavior. Three of them improve their result while two do not. Evaluating all aspects, it is considered relevant to incorporate this modification in the model, thus improving all absolute and incremental fit measures, in particular chi-square, and because this causal relationship is, in itself, statistically significant, thus it can be concluded that quality also has a direct and positive impact on willingness to recommend the course to others. After testing this model, no index is above 10 and the remaining indices do not show statistically and theoretically significant improvements. Table 3. Relationship between variables. Model 3. The above table shows the statistical significance and intensity of the relationships between the variables included in the third model. As can be seen, all relationships are statistically significant. In particular, the perceived quality of service is influenced by the four dimensions of the scale. The core or teaching service 37%. The administrative services 24%, the complementary or additional services 17%, and the user interface 22%. Furthermore, the four dimensions also affect satisfaction, as does the perceived quality of service itself. The PSQ has the highest explanatory power, while the dimensions of the direct scale have a lesser explanatory power, specifically of 17%, 19%, 14%, and 15% with reference to the first, second, third, and fourth dimension, respectively. On the other hand, it also shows that the continuance intention is not only directly affected by satisfaction, but also by the perceived quality of service, although satisfaction carries greater relative weight. Similarly, it is noted that the willingness to recommend the service is particularly influenced by student willingness to continue studying, but additionally by the level of satisfaction with the service and, as indicated by the model, by the perceived quality of service, although this exerts a lower level of relative influence. Finally, considering the R-squared value of multiple regression analysis as an indicator of the explanatory power of the model in relation to each endogenous variable, it is demonstrated that the model has an explanatory power of 50% of perceived quality of service, 52% of satisfaction, 38% of loyalty, and 62% for the willingness to recommend the course to third parties. Figure 2. Structural model of relationships between the key variables. Through analysis of the structural equations developed, the established hypotheses have been validated. Furthermore, this has highlighted the direct, positive, and statistically significant impact of perceived quality of service on the willingness not only to continue studying, but also to recommend the course to others. Conclusions. Until recently, universities had not paid much attention to student loyalty. For historic reasons, the focus was more on attracting students rather than managing the student experience. However, as universities face an increasingly competitive sector, they are beginning to realize the vital need for student loyalty. On the other hand, more and more universities are offering all or part of their degree courses online. Customer loyalty is compromised in a virtual learning environment due to the notable lack of physical interaction, making it even more elusive. This paper demonstrates the importance of student perceptions of service quality for a wholly online university, as it is a key element in both loyalty and willingness to recommend. The relationship established in the literature between the constructs of service quality, satisfaction, loyalty, and willingness to recommend the service in an offline environment can also be seen in the context of virtual higher education. This is despite the peculiarities of the process of providing educational services in a virtual environment, such as the absence of face-to-face interaction between student and teacher, the lack of conventional tangible elements which act as benchmarks for quality of service, the difficulties in meeting expectations or the need for active participation in service provision, and student computer skills, among others. With regards to the relationship between quality and satisfaction, it is worth emphasizing that, in contrast with what other studies suggest, perceived quality of service is shown to have a direct impact on student loyalty and willingness to recommend, and not only an indirect influence, or mediated, through the level of satisfaction. In light of these correlations, the quality of service perceived by itself is a key aspect in improving the loyalty of students and their desire to promote the course in a specific university. This study takes a holistic view of service quality, which does not focus exclusively on an assessment of teaching and learning processes. Additionally, it has taken into account administrative services. Concerning the administrative processes which, as Grunroos states, while supplementary, are vital to providing the core service, the teaching, the complementary or additional services such as the job bank and the library, and the virtual learning environment or user interface, which Zithemel and Pirajaraman and Pirajaraman et al. Describe as reliability or system availability, the four dimensions are found to significantly affect student perception of service quality, with the one concerning the teaching being the most relevant, from an individual point of view. Furthermore, all have a significant influence on student satisfaction, with the administrative services having a higher relative importance in this case. It is very important to note that considered as a whole, non-instructional services have a higher impact on students' PSQ and satisfaction than teaching or core services. Therefore, the management of these non-instructional aspects is indispensable to ensure loyalty and willingness of students to recommend. This paper demonstrates that a relationship exists between perceived quality of service and satisfaction and, in turn, between these constructs and student loyalty and willingness to recommend studying a course in an e-learning environment. Therefore, in order for a university to ensure its survival and viability, it is essential to establish a quality management system which allows access to consistent information on the level of service quality which is offered to students and, at the same time, to institute a continuous improvement program. Elaborate the purpose of a quality management system. It monitors PSQ with a view to cultivating loyalty that promotes recruitment and retention of students, and thereby contributes to a university's sustainability. The analysis has benefited from the participation of a large number of students, who enrolled in various programs but all from the same university, the UOC. In future research, it would be interesting to test if these findings are the same whether applied to other universities as well as online on-job and vocational training. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.